This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell, private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Talented Pop Star by Rachel Renee Russell. Read by Lana Quintal.
Friday, November 1st. OMG! I think yesterday was probably the best day of my entire life. Not only did I have a fabtastic time at the Halloween dance with my crush Brandon, but I think he might actually like me. Squee! By like, I mean as a really good friend. Definitely not as a serious girlfriend or anything. I'm sure that would never happen in a million years. Why? Mostly because I'm the biggest dork in the entire school. And with 3 zits, 2 left feet, 1 cruddy social life, and 0 popularity, I'm not exactly the type of girl who'll one day be crowned prom queen. But thanks to my wicked case of crush-itis, the slightly goofy, blissfully lovesick, shabby chic style I'm currently rocking would definitely put me in the running for Princess of the Dorks. It's just that I'm not a tag hag, also known as a totally obsessed fashion snob. And I'm not hopelessly addicted to spending twice the gross national product of a small third world country on the latest designer clothes, shoes, jewelry, and handbags, only to refuse to wear the stuff 1 month later because it's like, OMG, practically more ancient than yesterday. Unlike some people I know. People being shallow, self-centered girls like Mackenzie Hollister. Calling Mackenzie a mean girl is an understatement. She's a rattlesnake in pink plumping lip gloss and ankle boots. But I'm not intimidated by her or anything. Like, how juvenile would that be? I constantly wonder how girls like Mackenzie always manage to be so, I don't know, perfect. I wish I had something that could magically transform me into my perfect self. It would have the amazing power of Cinderella's fairy godmother, be easy to use, and be small enough to fit inside a purse or a backpack. Something like, I don't know, maybe Maxwell's Enchanted Lip Gloss. My special lip gloss would make each and every girl look as beautiful on the outside as she is on the inside. How cool would that be? After spending hours studying the potential global impact of the enchanted lip gloss phenomenon, I was shocked and amazed by my scientific findings. Enchanted lip gloss does not look cute on everyone. Too bad, Mackenzie. Anyway, I really hope Brandon calls me today. I would totally freak if he actually did, but I'm pretty sure he probably won't. Which, BTW, brings me to this very important question. How are you supposed to know when a guy actually likes you if he never bothers to call? Crush IQ test. Carefully examine the following 2 pictures for 60 seconds. Can you spot the difference between them? Answer. There is no difference. These 2 dudes are identical, which unfortunately means your crush basically ignores you whether he actually likes you or not. Urgh! That was me tearing my hair out in frustration. Lucky for me, my BFF Chloe is an ex.